More details are emerging about the arrest in Prague on Sunday of a person described by the Swedish media as Osama bin Laden's man in Sweden. The man, a 39-year-old Swede of Lebanese origin, is now in custody, awaiting a decision on whether extradition proceedings can begin against him. Rob Cameron now joins me in the studio, and he's been following the story. So what do you know about this high-profile terrorist suspect?
Well, we have a name, David. According to the Czech daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, he is Osama Kasir, a 39-year-old Lebanese-born man who emigrated to Sweden as a teenager in 1984. He's now wanted by the FBI for terrorist offences. The US authorities say he's suspected of trying to set up an al-Qaeda terrorist camp in the US state of Oregon in 2002. The Oregonian newspaper wrote that he arrived in the village of Bly carrying money, poisons and computer disks with instructions on how to make a bomb. So obviously the US authorities are very keen indeed to get their hands on him.
So this sounds like quite serious stuff. But what on earth was he doing in Prague? I mean, was it just a coincidence?
Seems so. He was on a Czech Airlines flight from Stockholm to Beirut, where he hoped to be reunited with members of his family. And the plane had a brief stopover in Prague. As soon as Mr. Kasir stepped onto Czech soil, he was approached by members of an elite police unit, and a balaclava was placed on his head before he was led away.
So what happens next?
Well, he's not wanted by either the Czech or Swedish authorities. He was exonerated of terrorist-related offences after a trial in Sweden in 2003. It's the US that wants him. He can't be extradited from either Sweden or Lebanon because he has both Swedish and Lebanese citizenship. And like most countries, neither Sweden nor Lebanon extradite their own citizens. But he can be extradited by the Czech Republic. Petr Dimun is the spokesman for the Czech Justice Ministry.
When someone is placed in extradition custody, the country that has issued the international arrest warrant has 40 days in which to file an extradition request. The request is examined by the appropriate court, and if the court decides the person should be extradited, the final decision rests with the Minister of Justice.
So that's a view from the Justice Ministry. It sounds to me, Rob, as though it's going to be quite a lengthy process.
Oh, very much so, David. And of course, Mr. Kasir maintains his innocence of all the accusations made against him. Alongside the Oregon terror camp allegations, the British Secret Services claim he's closely associated with someone called Harun Rashid Aswat. He's accused of being the mastermind behind the July 7th bombings in London. And the US, as we said earlier, have dubbed him Osama bin Laden's man in Sweden.
As you've already said, he denies those accusations.
He does, yeah. He says he's never been to Oregon and has never met Aswat. He is, however, a great admirer of Osama bin Laden, according to a Swedish journalist who knows him well. It will, of course, be up to a court to decide whether he should be facing trial for any of the allegations against him. But we can safely say that boarding a flight to Beirut via Prague was something of a mistake.
So, Rob, I guess we'll be following that story as it develops.
Indeed, David. Stay tuned to Radio Prague for more details on that one.
Thanks.